哈利路亚，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with everyone.
感谢主，我们从 Lethbridge 回来的同工，还有弟兄姐妹，所有的都聚集在一起来敬拜天上的真神。
We thank God, our brothers and sisters and workers who came back from Lethbridge. We can all gather together here to worship God.
也有刚从海外，刚从下飞机就赶过来聚会的。
And we'll have some who also just landed from the plane and they came immediately for service.
神必纪念大家敬拜神，守安息生日的心。
And God will surely remember your heart of worship and of keeping the Sabbath.
今天下午我们来讲，将你的心向神敞开。
And this afternoon, we would like to talk about opening your heart to God.
如果你要进一个建筑物
，If you are constructing a building,
你要进去一个建筑物
，And if you are going to enter this building,
你要看看门有没有锁。
You first need to check if the door has been locked.
如果门锁了，你再怎么样也没有办法进去。
If the doors are locked, no matter what you do, you cannot go in.
那可能你要敲门或是按门铃。
You might need to knock on the door, or you might have to press the doorbell.
里面的人可能问是谁啊
？The one who is inside might ask, who is this?
如果说是我啊
，If you just say it's me,
他就帮你开了。
Then this person might open the door for you.
但是如果里面那个人拒绝开门。
But if the person inside refuses to open the door,
那你是还在外面等吧
？Then you would still be waiting outside.
或者是了，你就进不去了。
And or you just can't enter.
每一个建筑物都有一扇门。
Every building has its doors.
每个人的心也有一扇门。
Everyone's heart also has its door.
但是你这一扇门向神有没有打开呢
？But the question is, have we opened up the door of our hearts to God?
我们要问自己这个问题。
And we need to ask ourselves this question.
如果你的心对神是开的，神就可以进来。
If our hearts are open to God, then God can enter.
但是如果是对神，这个门是关了。
But if our heart towards God is closed,
那神就只能够等待了。
Then God can only wait.
神的等待也是有限的。
Of course, God's waiting has its limitation.
他也不会永远等。
Because God will not wait forever.
他会给你一段时间。
He will give us a period of time.
如果一段时间你还是不开的，那神就走了。
And if for this period of time we still do not open up our hearts, then God will leave.
如果这段时间之内你打开，神就进来。
But within this period of time, if we decide to open our hearts, then God will enter.
好，我们来谈谈为什么大部分人的心对神是关着门的呢
？So let's talk about why are most people's hearts closed towards God.
我们看诗篇第十四篇。
Let's read Psalm 14.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇第十四篇的第一节。
Psalm 14, verse 1.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
十四篇的第一节。
Psalm 14, verse 1.
一二三。于凡人心里说没有神呢，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。这里说为什么人对神是关起来的
？So here tells us why people have the hearts are closed to God.
最主要是因为人犯了罪。
The main reason is because man has sinned.
当罪从始祖开始就进入了世界之后。
After sin has entered the world through the ancestors,
那人的慢慢对神呢，就是一种关着的状态。
And so then, the sin has caused people to be in a closed state.
我们看始祖犯了罪之后，跟神的距离是什么
？Let's see what happened to the distance between the forefathers after they sin and their separation from God.
我们看创世纪三章的第八节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
三章的第八节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
自己翻哈。创世纪三章的第八节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 8.
一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。天起的凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中，躲避耶和华神的面。这里说，当始祖亚当夏娃犯了罪
，And so it tells us that after the forefathers Adam and Eve had sinned，
他们就藏起来了
，And they hid themselves。
以今天来说，就是不接你电话了。
In today's terms, it means that they refuse to take your phone call.
不想见你了。
They don't want to see you anymore.
你约他出来，他都已读不回，或者不读不回。
Or they don't respond to you, or they read your message but they don't respond to you.
那你去他家里直接按门铃了。
And so you go directly to the house and you press the doorbell.
他说没有人在里面啊。
And they say no one's here.
当然了，如果你既然讲这已经漏了，这是有人只是你不回门铃，那就没有办法了。
Of course, you reveal that you're in the house if you say that, but basically it means that he's not answering the door.
亚当是神的儿子耶。
So Adam was the son of God.
儿子这样躲爸爸有理由吗？
Is there a reason for the son to hide from his father?
儿子是跟爸爸全世界里面最亲近的人之一啊。
The most close relationship, one of the close relationships in the world is between the father and the son.
当儿子的你们如果不想跟爸爸讲话了，有什么原因啊？
So as the sons, if you don't want to talk to your father anymore, what's the reason?
可能你做了一些让你爸爸很生气的事情。
Or no longer talk to him, what's the reason? Perhaps you have done something that has really angered him.
或者是你让你爸爸非常失望。
Or you had really disappointed your father.
你不想见他，不是恨他，而是你没有面子见他。
And so you don't want to see him, not because you hate him or dislike him, but it's just that you are embarrassed to see him.
那时候亚当他犯了罪，他发觉原来他是赤身露体了。
And so Adam, after he had sinned, he realized that he was naked.
那他就躲起来了。
And so he hid himself.
说实在有什么好躲？全世界也没有几个人，就是他跟他太太而已啊。
Actually, there's not much to hide from because there's no one else in the world, just himself and his wife.
那为什么要躲神呢？
But why did he try to hide from God?
其实心中有罪。
It's because he had sin in his heart.
就很怕见神。
So he was afraid to see God.
这是一种心理的反应。
And so this is a reaction from his mind.
那这种心理反应发展下去的话，
And if we continue to let this develop,
因为人啊不想自己受苦的。
Because people do not like to suffer.
如果知道有神躲起来，心中还是会不安。
If someone knows about God and they hide themselves, they still feel unpeace in their heart.
对不对？但是如果你告诉自己根本都没有神，
But if they tell themselves, oh, there is actually no God.
那这样子的话自己就快乐多了。
Then they might feel happier.
因为如果没有神，那我就做错做对没什么关系。
Because if there's no God, it doesn't matter if I do right or wrong.
如果没有神，那以后也没有什么结果，没有什么后果啊，要面对啊。
If there's no God, then in the future, I don't have to face any consequences.
所以始祖他是刚开始是代表人的一种状态，就是躲避神，哎呀，不想想，不去想。
So the ancestors first had this mindset of avoiding God, and they just decided to not think about God.
后来发展到人对神的态度，就是哎呀，根本就没有了，不存在了，没有了。
And so.This mindset develops to a point that people just in the end refuse to believe that there is a God, and they just say that God does not exist.
请问这个是不是你的心态？
So let me ask, is this your mindset?
首先，你对你自己的问题，就是采取一种避开的态度，哎，不去想它了，不会想它就没有问题了。
So first of all, we might have the tendency to avoid the problems that we have. If we don't think about it, then nothing will happen.
你可能心底里面最深的深处，还是想说应该是有一个神啊。
But in the depths of your heart, in the deepest part of your heart, you might think that actually there is a God.
你其实小时候有这样想过。
Maybe when you were young as a child, you had this thought.
或是你对这种神还有一种体验过。
You might have experienced God.
但是后来某种原因，你就说，哎呀，因为自己做了一些错事，想说，哎呀，不要去想这个问题啊。
But for certain reasons, because you might have done something wrong, so in the end, you choose to not believe this.
那就关了一半哦。
So then you have closed the door halfway.
那如果你越走越远。
If you go further and further,
继续犯罪,
and you continue to sin,
那你就告诉自己根本没有神,
then eventually you will start telling yourself that there is no God.
没有神就没有后果了。
If there is no God, there is no consequence.
所以大部分人的对神的门啊，就越来越关，关到最后，一开始可能一点点风，到最后就完全关起来了。
And so most of people, their hearts start to close toward God, and first is halfway, and it continues to close. In the end, even the small gap that remains is in the end, everything is closed.
但是你看这里第一节在说什么呢？
But what does it say in verse 1?
所以说愚环人心里说没有神。
So he says here, the fool says in his heart that there is no God.
当你心中这一道门对神关起来了。
When the door of our hearts has been closed to God.
你就正正式式成为一个愚环人。
Then we have officially become a fool.
也许书读很多。
Even though we might be educated.
或是人类文明越来越发展。
Or we might be very civilized or advanced.
现在的社会就是越来越科技发达啊，知识越来越增多。
In today's society, it is getting more advanced in technology and science.
更多人选择对神的心关起来。
But more and more people choose to close their hearts.
你身边的人有几个上教堂的？
How many of the people that you know actually go to church?
你的同事、你的朋友有多少人是真正很信神的？
How many of your friends or your coworkers truly believe in God?
应该大部分说，大部分应该没有什么特别信仰。
Most likely majority don't really have a faith.
因为他们的心已经关起来了，什么进不去了。
Because they have closed their hearts and nothing can enter.
好了，关了之后怎么办？
What happens after the heart is closed?
就很多不好的事会在这个社会上面发生了。
Then many bad things happen in the society.
我们不是说每一个不信神的人都会做坏事。
It's not to say that everyone who does not believe in God will definitely do wicked things.
但是如果一大部分这个人，这个社会里面大部分人对神是不相信的话，
But if the majority of the people in a society does not believe in God,
然后他就会有一种不同的现象会跑出来啊。
There will be a type of a scenario or situation that will happen.
好，当人把心关起来了，会发生什么事？
So what happens when your heart is closed to God?
好，我们可以参考一下《创世纪》第一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪一章的一到二节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一章一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
起初神创造天地，第二节，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面中。创世纪一开头告诉我们神创造天地。
In the beginning of Genesis, it tells us at the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
第二节呢，是记载还没有创造好的时候，地的一种情况是怎么样的。
And in verse 2, it tells us that before the creation was completed, what the situation of the earth was like.
这个时候啊，神的灵，神的光也还没有真的进去这个地。
At this time, God's spirit and his light has not entered to the earth.
啊，那会发生什么事情呢？
So what would happen?
这是第二节所说的。
Just as it says in verse 2.
第一就是空虚。
The earth was without form.
没有东西啊，看不到一个形啊。
It is void. There's nothing in there. You cannot see the shape.
啊，这是没东西啊 ，empty 啊。因为神都还没有造好东西嘛，里面当然是空的了。
So it's emptiness because God has not yet finished His creation.
啊，那也代表人的心的一种状态。
This also represents the condition of a person's heart.
当你什么都有，但是心中没有神。
If we have everything materially, but we don't have God,
就会觉得很空虚。
Then we will feel this void and emptiness.
为什么有钱的明星啊、球星啊、那些歌星啊，很多去吸毒、啊、
？Why are a lot of the famous actress, celebrities, singers, all of them, a lot of them take drugs?
为什么很多是赌博啊
？Why a lot of them are stuck in gambling?
或者是男女关系很随便的、啊、
？Or they are very casual with their relationships?
因为他们心中很空。
Because they have emptiness in their hearts.
很空的时候，你就想更多的东西去填满。
And when they feel emptiness in their hearts, then they want to fill it with something.
啊，不要说他们了，一般人也是一样。
Not just them, actually. Generally, most of us are like that.
为什么一下班就想玩手机？有时候一玩了两个钟头停不住。
Why is it that a lot of us after work we want to just go on our cell phones and 1 or 2 hours passes by?
啊，因为你心中很空虚。
Because we feel this emptiness in our hearts.
但是看完之后就更空。
But after we go on our cell phones and use it for a long time, then we become more empty.
看了几个钟头的这个电视剧之后，就好像更空。
After we watch several hours of dramas on the TV, then we feel even more empty.
再来混沌。
And then after that, it says that there is full of darkness.
And void.
Sorry, full of the
without
void.
Without form, 这是也是看不出一个 pattern, 看不出一个形状。
And so we cannot see a pattern or a shape in this.
我们生活东西很多啊，很多节目，很多事情。
In our lives, we have a lot of programs going on, a lot of activities going on.
大家都很忙。
Everyone is always busy.
但是你讲得出来你生命的形状，你往哪个方向去发展吗？
But are we able to describe the shape of our lives, what direction we are heading?
很多人没有什么方向。
A lot of people are living without direction.
再来，充满了黑暗。
Also, we are filled with darkness.
黑暗就是没有光啊。
Darkness means there is no light.
啊，现在啊，很多东西都很黑暗。
Nowadays, many things are dark.
越黑暗的电影啊，那个 dark theme 啊，那个黑暗的，就是代表人的心罪恶啊。讲那些东西的话，越有人看。
And so nowadays, for example, in the movies, the darker the themes, the more people like to watch it.
甚至现在连卡通啊，迪士尼啊，那些东西都慢慢那个主题啊，都变黑暗了。
Even cartoons like Disney, for example, a lot of the themes have become very dark.
现在那卡通啊，动画不都是给小孩子看的？很多小孩子不适合看。
A lot of cartoons nowadays are not even suitable for kids to watch anymore.
因为人的心很黑暗，所以就喜欢看黑暗的东西。
Because people's hearts are filled with darkness, so they like to watch things that have a dark theme.
那为什么有空虚、混沌、黑暗？
So why is there this without form, being of without form, void, and also darkness.
因为神的灵，神的光还没有进来。
Because the light of God, the spirit of God has not yet entered.
所以我们可以整理一下。
So we can organize this.
如果你对神的心是关着的。
If you close your heart to God.
有一个很重要的，你没有神在里面做主，就自己做主了。
Then something that is very important is that we will realize that God is not the king of our, or lord of our hearts, then we become the masters and lord of our hearts.
英文叫 self-centered, 我们现在的人就是以自我为中心的生活。
And so basically, people become very self-centered in their lives.
那这样的人有什么不对？
What is wrong with this?
其实每个人都这样，外面每个人都这样。
In fact, everyone on the outside are like this.
好，你只认识自己，你以为什么都是以自己为主。
So basically, you just focus on yourself, and everything is about you.
其实你不是真正认识自己。
But actually, you do not truly know yourself.
如果你不认识神，你就不认识自己。
If we do not yet know God, then actually we don't know ourselves.
不知道自己的身份。
We don't know our identity.
不知道人生的方向。
We do not know our direction in life.
这种人啊，是就好像空虚混沌、渊面黑暗一样。
These are the people that are just like those without form, that are void and in darkness.
好，那怎么改变？
So how do we change?
就是我们的主题了，将心向神要敞开了。
And that is related to our theme, and that is to open up our hearts to God.
要怎么敞开？
How do we open our hearts?
我们来讲几点。
Let's talk about a few points.
第一，心要对神的话语来敞开。
First, we need to open our hearts to God's words.
我们看《生命记》的第五章。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
生命记五章二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29.
我们一起读。
Let's read this
五章二十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 29.
唯独他们传这样的心，敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙可以得福。这句话是一个爸爸对孩子讲的话。
So these are the words spoken by a father to his son.
这个爸爸是谁？
Who is the father?
是神。
He is God.
孩子呢？
Who are the children?
这是以色列人啊。
These are the Israelites.
啊，这里说唯愿他们听我的话。
He said, "Oh, that they would listen to me."
啊，我很喜欢这个，因为有时候自己很有同感。
I like this verse because sometimes I can feel the same way.
唯愿你们听我的话。
Oh, that they would have such a heart to listen to.
一个爸爸知道他很多事情。
A father knows many things.
他知道他的孩子要怎么走，怎么做，才会人生会比较顺，比较得到好处，福气。
He knows what his children should do so that their lives will be more smooth and perhaps be more blessed.
但是孩子长大，他有自己的想法。
But after children grow up, they have their own thoughts.
他觉得自己知道很多，他不用听你的。
Sometimes they feel that they know a lot and they don't want to listen to us anymore.
当然不是说孩子什么都要听爸爸的。
Of course, it doesn't mean that the children have to listen to everything that the father says.
但是如果孩子选择什么都不听爸爸的，那他肯定有问题，他肯定自己错过很多很多福气。
But if the children choose not to listen to anything that the father says, then definitely there's a problem there, and he would lose a lot of good opportunities.
神就有这种感觉。
And so God feels this way.
就是我过去跟你们讲话，什么你都不听。
I have spoken to you in the past, but you did not listen.
是你走的很多冤枉路啊。
So you have done a lot in vain.
本来你们可以马上就进迦南地啊。
Because initially you were able to immediately enter the land of Canaan.
但是你们就是不听。
But you did not listen to me.
叫你进去的时候，你们就不要进去。
When I asked you to enter, you did not enter.
没有信心。
You did not have the faith.
好了，那现在就不给进去的时候，你们就偏要进去。
And but now when I do not allow you to go in and you try to force your way in.
就是反正就是跟神都是作对的，就是什么都不听的。
Basically, this is in opposition to God and does not listen to God no matter what.
哇，神啊，就做了，唯愿呢，你们可以听我的话。
That is why God says, "Oh, that they would have such a heart to listen to."
啊，遵守一切的诫命。
And that they would fear Him and keep all His commandments.
那一切就会很好，你们就会得福气。
Then all will be well with them and they will be blessed.
啊，有时候我们想想，我们对神的态度是什么？
So we need to think to ourselves sometimes. So what is our attitude to God?
你对神的话，神的态度反映在你对神的这本圣经的态度是什么？
The attitude that we have toward God is actually reflected in our attitude towards the Bible.
有时候我们对神的话是关起来的。
Quite often our hearts are actually we are closed toward the Word of God.
怎么说呢？
What does this mean?
譬如说啊，有一些人呢，他很喜欢哦做圣工啊，他很喜欢。来聚会啊。
For example, some people they really like to be involved in doing the holy work or they like to attend services.
他们聚会是会来的。
And so whenever there are services, they will come.
但是呢，他们对神的话呢，这是关的。
But they are closed to the God's words.
他们来是因为人，但是说哦，这边有很多朋友，我们可以聊天啊，怎么样的
？They come because of the people. They say, "Oh, I come here because I have a lot of friends and I can chat."
但是神的话进不去。
But the word of God is not able to enter their hearts.
所以说聚会的时候，他的心是关的。
For example, during the service, their heart is closed.
有几种可能。
There's a few possibilities.
可能太累了，每一次来。都是睡觉，都是听不进去了，就关了。
Maybe they are too tired, so every time they come to service, they fall asleep, and so the words cannot enter their hearts.
或者他已经有一个想法了。
Or maybe they have their own thoughts.
哎，传道你讲都是这些道理了，这人做不到的了。
Oh, preacher, what you're saying is just theory. People are not able to do this.
哎，没有那么完全呢。
It's not so perfect.
为什么一定要这样？
Why do we have to do it like this?
为什么一定要守安息日？有时候就是不来的不行吗？
Why do we have to keep the Sabbath? Is it not okay to skip Sabbath once in a while?
为什么一定要圣洁？
Why do I have to be holy?
都是人啊，人怎么可能做得到？
We are humans, we are weak. How is it impossible for us to do this?
为什么一定要奉献？
Why do we have to offer?
所以他台上在讲什么，他就一定心里面问，为什么一定要？
And so whatever is spoken on the pulpit, this person in the heart will keep questioning, why do I have to do this?
他不会讲出来，但是他心中把门关了。
This person will not voice it out, but this is what this person thinks, and therefore his heart is closed.
当然有一些人会比较直接就反驳。
Of course, some people are more direct, and they will outspoken, they will just say it.
但是有一些时候是沉默的大多数，就是你讲你的啦，我做我的。
The majority of people will remain silent, and they will just think in their hearts that, oh, you do what you want to do, I'll do what I want to do.
有时候当父母啊，有时候这种感受。
And often, sometimes as parents, we also feel this way.
唯愿我的孩子听我的话。
And oh, that my children will hear and listen to my words.
但他就是不听。
But they still do not listen.
他不听的时候，你就不用再讲了，因为讲也没有用。
And so when they refuse to listen, then we don't say anymore because it's useless.
我们有没有做过不听父母话的孩子？
Have we been children that do not listen to our parents?
说你心硬起来的时候啊，就是耳朵就关起来。你抓着我念一个钟头，我就是关起来。
Once your heart is hardened and become stubborn, then you close your ears. No matter if your parents nag you for one whole hour, you refuse to listen.
这个时候，如果你是家长，你就不要再讲了。
And so if we are parents, in those moments, we should stop speaking.
就让他去受苦了。
If this is what they choose and choose to experience sufferings, then we let them be.
神就是这样，你不听我就不讲了。
Then this is the way God is. If we do not listen to God, then He will stop speaking.
等到你受苦了，哦，你回来求我了，我就讲了。
And when we actually encounter sufferings and we come back to plead with Him, then He will start speaking again.
那如果有的选择，为什么不选择一早就打开心，让神的话进去呢？
But if we already have the choice, why did we not choose in advance?To open our hearts to God.
聪明的人，神一讲，他就打开，就接受。
Those who are wise, once God has spoken something, they open their hearts and they receive it.
但是通常的人没有那么聪明。
But most of time, people are not as wise.
一定要吃点苦。
They have to go through some sufferings first.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's read Hebrews.
三章。
Chapter 3.
三章第七节。
Verse 7.
希伯来三章七节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7.
第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
一起读。
希
伯来三章七到八节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
一二三，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，第八节啊，照不可硬着心，像在旷野日他发怒试探他的时候一样。今天圣灵也在跟我们说话。
Today the Holy Spirit also speaks to us.
今天不是传道跟你说话，如果传道说话，你可以不听啊。
Today is not just about the preacher speaking to you because if preacher is talking to us, of course we can choose not to listen.
今天不是传道说话。
Today it is not the preacher who is actually speaking.
今天是圣灵透过传道，圣灵透过讲台，圣灵透过圣经跟你讲话。
Today it is the Holy Spirit that through the preacher, through the pulpit, the message on the pulpit, through the Holy Bible is speaking to you.
尤其是如果你平常有读经的习惯。
Especially if you have the habit of reading the Bible.
圣灵会跟你讲话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to you.
圣灵跟你讲话那个力量哦，有时候比在台上讲的还更清楚更大。
And quite often, the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to you is much more powerful than even what is said on the pulpit.
如果你每天有时间打开一下圣经。
If you have time tomorrow, open the Bible.
但是你要打开圣经之前，你的心要很安静。
But before you read the Bible, you have to calm your heart.
要祷告。
You have to pray.
要把手机啊、电脑啊都关起来，丢一旁边了。
Turn off your computer, your cell phone, and put it aside.
有时候你读圣经啊，圣经好像在跟你讲话。
Because when we read the Bible speaks to us.
有一些时候神的话好像亮光照着这个经节说不可，譬如说读到这里不可硬着心。
So sometimes the light of God shines on a particular verse, just like this verse says that do not harden your heart.
有时候神就替专挑你特别硬心的时候让你看到这一节。
And sometimes it is during these moments that when our hearts are most hardened and stubborn that God allows us to see these verses.
为什么我硬着心不听神的话呢？
So then we start to question ourselves, why did I harden my heart to not listen to God?
亮光来我们就改了。
So when the light comes, then we try to change.
所以我们对神的话，我们将心打开吧。
So let's open our hearts to the words of God.
但是我们刚好相反。
But quite often we are the opposite.
我们对世界常常打开。
We often like to open our hearts to the world.
对神的心没有什么打开。
But we do not like to open our hearts to God.
好，第二方面。
The second point,
我们对神怎么打开呢?
How do we open our hearts to God?
我们要对神的爱, 神的医治要打开。
We have to open our hearts to God's love and healing.
我们看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
这个人, 他的心是破碎的。
If a person's heart is broken,
这个人的心, 他得不到爱。
If this person does not feel love,
这个人的心受伤了,
if this person has been hurt,
但没人可以医治他,
and no one can heal this person,
他是谁?
Who's this?
他是圣经里面的哈拿。
This is Hannah in the Bible.
我们看撒母耳记上第一章的第十节。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1.
一章的第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
撒母耳记上一章的第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦, 就痛痛哭泣, 祈祷耶和华, 十一节, 许愿说, 万军之耶和华, 你若 垂顾婢女的苦情, 眷恋不忘婢女, 是我一个儿子, 我必使他终身归于耶和华, 不用剃头套, 剃他的刀。 这里有一个妇女, 她叫哈拿。
Here there was a woman, her name was Hannah.
她的家庭啊, 有点扭曲, 不是很平安啊。
There was some situation in her family and there was no peace.
因为她是来自一个, 她的婚姻啊, 不是一夫一妻的, 她的丈夫有两个太太, 她其实其中一个。
Because in her marriage, it was not only one husband and wife, but in her husband actually has two wives, she was one of them.
丈夫的爱要跟别人分, 这个本来就是一个很痛苦的一种情况。
And the love of her husband had to be shared with someone else, so this was already a very painful situation.
这是第一个痛啊。
So that is the first type of hurt.
第二个痛呢, 就是她自己不能生孩子。
The second type of pain and hurt is that she was not able to bear children, she was barren.
在古代来说, 女人不生孩子, 这是一个很大的遗憾。
So in the olden times, if a woman cannot give birth to children, then that is a very big regret that they have.
别人会用不好的眼神去看她。
And people will look at them with a very negative lens or despise them.
第三个痛呢, 就是另外一个太太常欺负她。
The third type of hurt that she had was the other wife always mistreat her.
所以她很痛苦啊。
And so she was living in a lot of pain and suffering.
但是她逃离, 没有办法离开这个家庭。
But she was not able to run away from this family.
她也知道不应该离开, 也不能离开。
She also knew that she should not run away, and she's not able to.
她丈夫很想安慰她, 但是没有办法做到。
And even though the husband tried to comfort her, but he was not able to do it.
她基本上每天都是被人家刺透, 每天都被人家欺负。
It seems that every day she was being bullied by others.
所以她只能啊, 常常都哭。
And so all she could do is often be in tears and weeping.
那要怎么办呢?
So then what would she do?
既然要哭, 她就选择打开心向神来哭吧。
And since she was already weeping, why not just open up her heart and weep to the Lord?
这个动作很重要。
This action is very important.
我们看第十一节啊。
Let's read verse 11.
她就跟神许愿了。
And she made a vow to the Lord.
神啊,如果你看到我那么苦, 如果你纪念我。
Oh Lord, if you indeed look upon my affliction,
给我一个孩子吧。
And give me a son, a child.
但是我们看哦, 他不是说, 给我一个孩子, 让我可以报仇, 让我在别人面前可以站得住。
She didn't say, give me a male child so that I can take revenge or be able to be respectable in front of others.
他说, 给我一个孩子, 我可以奉献给你。
But she said, give me this child so that I can give him to you.
这个孩子不是为了我, 是为了你。
This child is not for my sake, it's for you.
可以终身服侍你，终身荣耀你。
So that all he can serve you all the days of his life, and that he can glorify you.
他在痛苦的时候把心打开。
So in her suffering, she opened her heart.
跟神讲话。
And she spoke to God.
跟神许愿。
And she made a vow to God.
他不知道这个祷告有没有用，但是他尝试这样做。
She did not know if this prayer would be effective, but she just tried it anyway.
那我们今天呢？那我们今天，你有没有受伤？
So today, are we hurt?
啊，有其实我们大部分的家庭啊，多多少少都有一些扭曲。
Especially in all the families, more or less, there's a little bit of situation where is abnormal or twisted.
有一些是原生家庭，就是父母那一代呢，给你一些扭曲。
And some is from their own original family that their family is a little twisted from their original parents.
有一些是你自己的婚姻选择了，哇，你发觉这个婚姻不是你所期待的，有这些落差。
And some is because from the marriage, after they're married, then they realize, oh, this is not the life I expected to live, and therefore they were hurt.
但是已经选择了。
But they made the choice already.
不能出来，也没办法出来。
You cannot come out of it.
就好像 Hannah 这样。
Just like Hannah.
她不能改变什么。
She could not change anything.
但是还有，她还记得有神呢。
But she remembered there is God.
所以她就一直跟神打开她的心。
So she continued to open her heart to God.
不单止这里许愿祷告打开心哦。
Not only here when she is making a vow that she opened her heart to God.
她后来还再次受伤。
Later, it shows another time that when she was hurt.
这次受伤是谁给她的？
This time, who was the one who hurt her feelings?
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse
12。十二节一起读。一二三，哈拿在耶和华面前不住祈祷，以立定睛看他的嘴。十三节。原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他是喝醉了。十四节，以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？不应该喝酒。”十五节，哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒我都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。”这里说哈拿受到二度的伤害。
So here it says that the second time that Hannah was hurt.
她很难过啊，她在圣殿祷告。
She was very sad and she was praying in the temple.
她以为说有一些神人啊，祭司可以安慰她。
And maybe she thought that there would be a man of God or some priest that could bring her comfort.
这个以利很老了，看不清楚。
So Eli, he was very old, he cannot see clearly.
有点糊涂啊。
And he was a little muddle-headed.
以为他喝酒。
And he thought she was drunk.
其实喝酒醉酒跟祷告差太远了，怎么会搞错呢？
And in fact, prayer and being drunk is such a great difference. How could he get it wrong?
伊利竟然跟他说：“你不要喝醉酒了，不应该喝酒。你醉到什么时候？”
But Eli actually thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long will you be drunk?"
他说：“不是，我没有喝酒啊。”
But she said, "No, I have not drank any wine."
我只是在神面前把我的心都打开了，倾心吐意啊，倒出来，把我的灵，英文是说把。魂都倒出来了。
She said, "I have poured out my soul before the Lord."
完全打开了。
So she completely opened her heart.
在哈拿的世界里面，她是受伤的。
In Hannah's world, she was hurt.
但是她没有容许这个伤永远伤她。
But she did not allow this hurt to continue to remain in there forever.
有些人受伤啊，他就不跟人接触。
Some people, after they hurt, they no longer will be in touch with other people.
有些人受伤，他就选择我就不去教会。
And some people after they hurt, they choose not to go to church.
比如说，传道跟我讲了一句话。
For example, a preacher said something to me.
哦，伤害了我。
It hurt my feelings.
哦，我就不去教会了。
I'm not going to go to church anymore.
对不对？很多人有一些时候会这样子。
Some people are like this.
受伤就躲起来，受伤就关起来。
After they hurt, they close themselves. They close up themselves.
我不想看到教会里面哪一个人，我说我就选择不去。
I don't want to see anyone else in the church. I therefore don't want to go to church anymore.
家里的人伤害我，我就跟这个家切割。
My family members hurt my feelings, and so I will cut off my relationship with them.
但是 Hannah 不是这样。
But Hannah was not like this.
有苦你告诉神吧。
Even though she was living in bitterness, she told God.
全世界没有人可以懂我的苦。
Even though no one in this world understands my bitterness.
但是她相信神可以懂。
But she believes and trusts that God knows.
她有这种信心呢，神真的懂。
And she had this faith that God truly understands.
只要我把我的魂啊，我的灵啊，全部倒出来，神不会把它丢一边的。
So I pour out my soul before the Lord, and He will not toss it aside.
有时候我看到这一段真的很感动。
So quite often when I read this passage, I feel very touched.
也许我们生活当中过去有一些伤痛。
Perhaps in our lives in the past we had encountered some hurtful situations.
但是当你对神打开了。
but when we open our hearts to God.
你可以祷告的时候打跟神讲。
And when we pray to the Lord, we tell him in our prayers.
有一些话不能跟人家讲。
Some words we cannot tell others.
或者是讲了也没有用。
Or even if we tell others, it is useless.
别人不会懂你。
Because people do not understand.
你也怕别人笑你。
Or we are afraid other people might laugh at us. Then we just open our hearts to God. Then we just spend a lot of time to pray. If we really want to weep and cry, then we cry before the Lord. And after we weep before the Lord, then we wipe away our tears and we stand up again. So this is what Hannah chose to do. And so God comforted her. So let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
17节到18节.
Verse 17 and 18.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
17节.
Verse 17.
3. 以利说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。18节.
Verse 18.
哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走去吃饭，面上不再带着愁容了。这个以利老糊涂啊，也不晓得自己讲错话。
So Eli, he did not know that he said something wrong.
也没有办法去安慰这个妇人。
And he was not able to bring comfort to this woman.
他也没有问他，你到底发生什么事。
And he did not ask her what was wrong.
他连跟他讲话要辅导他的心都没有。
And he did not even provide any word of counseling to help her.
也许不懂，也许没空，也许根本不知道要。
Maybe he didn't know, he didn't understand, maybe he didn't have time, or he didn't know the need.
但是他讲一句话。
But he did say something.
那你平安回去吧。
May peace be with you.
愿神听你的祷告。
May the Lord hear your prayer.
哎，这句话看起来很普通。
Even though these words sound very common.
但是神的灵在哈拿心里工作啊。
But the word of God, the spirit of God was working in Hannah's heart.
甚至以利不是一个非常好的祭司。
Even though Eli, he was not a very good priest.
神以后也责罚他。
And God punished him later on.
但是他在这个时候讲出这句话，因为神的灵在哈拿心里工作。
But at this moment, when he said these words, the spirit of God worked in Hannah's heart.
所以对哈拿的帮助很大。
So it really helped Hannah a lot.
不是因为以利很会讲。
It's not because Eli knew how to speak.
而是因为哈拿的心对神打开了。
It was because Hannah's heart was open to God.
任何一句看起来很普通的勉励都有很大的力量。
Any sort of encouragement that seems very common or very simple actually has great power.
如果你的心没有打开。
But if your heart is closed.
再讲的再好的讲道，再好的道理也没有办法感动你。
No matter how good the sermon is, how good the teachings are, it will not move your heart.
但是如果你的心很软。
But if you soften your heart,
如果苦难让你变得脆弱,
if afflictions cause you to become weak,
困难让你变得谦卑,
if the hardship causes you to be humble,
在世上的失败让你觉得自己什么都不是,
if the failures in the world cause you to realize that you are actually nothing,
世界所有的人都关起门来,
if everyone else in the world closed the doors to you,
你可能那个时候就只会向神来打开了。
Then perhaps in those moments, you will just open up your heart to God.
当你一打开的时候，任何一句圣经的话都可以让你流眼泪。
And when you open your heart, then no matter any verse in the Bible can cause you to shed tears.
但是首先你要把自己的伤痛打开告诉神。
But first you need to open up your heart and to give and tell God your sorrows.
很多人呢不愿意谈自己的过去伤痛。
A lot of people are unwilling to talk about the pain and the hurt they have in the past.
再重复一次，很多人，大部分的人不愿意谈自己的伤痛与过去。
The majority of the people will not be willing to talk about the past hurts and pains.
他心底藏在心底里面。
Because they just suppress it and hide it in their hearts.
不想讲出来。
And they don't want to talk about it.
尤其是那些常常挂着笑脸啊，对什么人都笑，每一句话都笑啊，其实他里面可能是很多伤痛。
Especially if someone is always smiling to everyone, and especially no matter in what circumstances they just keep smiling, this type of people maybe they have a lot of hurt in the heart.
有一些时候这个笑是装出来的。
Sometimes they have to just pretend to be smiling.
因为他不愿意打开。
Because they are unwilling to open their hearts.
那男人呢，就更不愿意打开。
And even more difficult for men to open up their hearts.
有时候女人几个站在一起比较熟的，就会讲自己的事。
Sometimes for the women, they just gather together with some friends and they might start to talk about their own issues.
几个男人站坐在一起没话讲的。
But if a few men sit together, they might not have anything to say.
我看到教会的弟兄也是这样啊，几个男人坐在一起坐着，有时候自己玩自己手机而已，没话讲的。
Even the church,
自己吃自己的饭而已，没话讲的。有时候。
Even in the church, sometimes we see some brothers sit together, but they're just on their cell phones and don't have anything to say to one another.
或者有时候讲，那是讲别人的事或者社会的事，很少讲自己的感受。
Or in a conversation, they will talk about other people or things in society, but rarely do they talk about their own matters.
也很少几个弟兄约出来就喝咖啡聊聊心事，好像没有的。
And very few of the brothers will actually go out for coffee and just talk about their troubles.
所以男人比较短命。
And that's why men have a shorter lifespan.
所有的闷啊，所有的忧郁啊，都自己闷着自己承受。
Depression, all the anxieties, everything is just stewing in there, and they just suppress it and just bear it themselves.
除非家里的可以跟自己太太讲了，不然如果太太都不想听的话，那真的是没有人可以讲了。
Of course, at home, if they can speak it to and tell to the wives, but if the wife does not even want to listen, then they have no one to talk to.
但是有时候你真的没有人愿意跟你听啊，或者是你没有找到一个你信任的人可以讲。
But even though there's no one to listen to you, and you cannot find anyone trustworthy to listen to you.
但是你必须要学习。
We have to learn.
Hannah.
Learn from Hannah.
将你的心打开给神。
To open our hearts to God.
让神进来医治你的伤痛。
So that God can enter our hearts to heal this hurt.
我记得很久以前听过一个这样的见证。
Long time ago, I have heard of this testimony.
有一个教会的姐妹。
There was a sister in church.
她从小的家庭也是非常不健全。
She had a family since young. A family a lot of imperfections.
她爸爸小时候一直对她非常不好。
And her father always mistreated her when she was young.
这个爸爸抛弃这个家庭。
And then later on, the father left the family.
之前呢还一直虐待她，语言呢各方面呢，让这个小女孩啊从小的心就受了很多的伤。
In the past, a lot of verbal abuse, different kind of abuse towards this young little girl, and so she had a lot of hurt since she was young.
我们知道伤害累积起来就会变成一种仇恨。
We know that a lot of hurt accumulates, then eventually becomes hatred.
这个孩子小女孩长大了，变大人了。
So this little girl, she grew up and became an adult.
她心里有一个想法。
And so she had a thought in her heart.
我恨我爸爸。
I really hate my father.
恨的最后就是想杀人。
The ending of hate is you want to kill somebody.
虽然这个爸爸这个时候已经离开了家庭。
Even though the father had already left the house.
但是他知道他的上班下班的路线，那个地图，还有他在哪里什么时候会出现。
But she was very familiar and remember where her father, the time that he would go to work or get her off work, and the way that he would take to work.
他想要找一个计划。
So she was trying to think of a plan, a scheme.
一个完美的计划。
A very perfect plan.
我可以亲手把过去伤害我的人，我把他杀掉。
That I can personally kill the person who had hurt me in the past.
然后呢，我不会被人家抓到。
And how I will not be caught.
他已经想了很久。
So she thought about this for a very long time.
他知道怎么做可以成功。
She thought of a way that she could be successful.
她已经定好日期了。
She already set the date.
买好工具了。
She bought the weapons.
准备要下手之前。
And before she could take an action.
但是有一次，她还是因为她平常有去教会的习惯。
She usually had the habit of going to church.
她知道这样子不，她知道自己要做的事情是一件非常大的事。
She knew that this was something that's not good. It's very major.
甚至她可能知道。的后果，但是他不计较。
And she knew of the consequences, but she did not care.
因为当你一个人的心是充满仇恨的时候
，Because when a person's heart is filled with hatred,
他是不会想一切的代价的。
Person will not think about any cost that what will cost them.
但是很奇妙。
But very miraculously,
神想阻止他。
So God stopped her.
有一次他在祷告当中。
One time when she was praying,
看到一个异象。
She saw a vision.
她变成一个小女孩。
She became a little girl again.
走在这个沙滩上面。
And she was on the beach.
一开始，哇，这个沙滩那个风景很漂亮。
At first, there was a nice scenery on the sand.
但是她自己一个人。
But she was by herself.
后来她看到一只很大很大的手。
And then she saw a very large set of hands.
哇，来抱住她。
And to embrace her.
这种感觉她从来没有感觉过。
She never experienced this type of feeling before.
她知道这只手不是人的手。
And she knew that this was not.The hands of a normal person.
这只手很大，把它抱得紧紧的。
This was a very large set of hands and held her very tightly.
然后抱着她，她感觉到被爱的感觉。
And she was embraced and hugged her, and she felt loved.
她从来从小到大没有被父亲爱过，没有被家人爱过。
So since young, growing up, she did not feel any love. She was not loved by her family members or father at all.
一直被伤害，一直被伤害。
Because she would all be hurt over and over again.
心里面本来充满仇恨。
And initially, she had a lot of hatred in her heart.
但是直到那一天，在祷告里面看到这个异象。
But until that day, when she saw the vision in her prayers.
她彻底的改变。
Then she truly, made a change.
在祷告里面哭得很厉害。
She wept bitterly in her prayers.
本来她已经准备要犯罪，本来要去做这个坏事。
Initially, she was about to commit this evil, wicked thing.
但是神的爱进到她的心里面。
But the love of God entered her heart.
神知道她最里面的伤是最深的。
Because God knew the hurt that she had was the deepest.
那个仇恨也很深。
And the hate was also very deep.
仇恨不能拿走仇恨。
Hate cannot remove hate.
但是神的爱可以。
But the love of God can.
所以自从那一天她看到那个异象之后。
So ever since that day when she saw this vision.
她取消了她之前那个念头了。
Then of course she changed her mind. She canceled this plan.
所以无论我们的伤痛有多深。
So no matter how deeply we are hurt.
我们要做一个祷告，每天要做一个祷告。
Every day we have to pray.
你不要老是想说谁伤害我，谁对我不好，我要一定要报仇，我一定要对他更坏。
Don't keep thinking to ourselves, oh, who mistreated me, who did not treat me well, and I have to take revenge.
我们要做这样的祷告。
But instead, we should pray this way.
像我们的爱我们的主耶稣基督，我们的父神。
We pray and ask God, our heavenly Father, who loves us the most.
打开，打开。
So open up our hearts.
主啊，我里面很烂。
Oh Lord, I have a lot of evil things in my heart.
因为我受伤了。
I'm very bad because I was hurt.
你知道受伤的人。受伤了就会发脓，就会发臭。
We know if you have a wound and you do not heal it, it will then start to have infection and then have the pus, for example.
那个会那个脓会爆啊，会爆出来啊。
And then all this will come out.
你一定要给这个我们的神，就最大的医生来处理。
And so we have to let God, the greatest physician, to take care of us.
里面已经烂掉了，已经有脓了。
Because inside we are wounded, there is already some infections.
他的手啊，他的手啊，化脓啊，他几个礼拜不去看。
And so there's a brother, his hand had infection, there was had pus in it, and he did not even go to the doctor for several weeks.
他告诉我，他的手指已经长了很大。
And he showed me his finger was already very swollen.
还好，最后他有去急诊室。
But thankfully, in the end, he went to emergency.
医生一看，哇，你怎么拖到现在？
When the doctor saw that, he was so surprise, why did you wait till today?
那个手术刀一切打开。
Once the knife, the surgical knife cut through his finger.
他跟我讲，那个脓啊爆出来啊，喷到医生的脸上。
The pus actually burst it out and even got onto the doctor's face. It was really horrible.
那个医生很倒霉，可能觉得说，哇，看到你真的是。
The doctor probably felt so unfortunate.
但是医生清一清了，还是回来继续帮他弄啊。
But of course, the doctor is cleaned up and came back to help him.
把那些脏东西挤出来啊。
And so to basically get rid of all the dirty things in his finger.
把它涂药啊。
And to put on some medication.
看你自己了。如果好得了，就不用切手了；如果好不了，就要切手了。
Then in the end, depends on his recovery. If he would recover, then he does not have to be amputated. But if it does not recover, then he has to amputate his finger.
感谢主，主耶稣怜悯他，保住那个手指。
But thank God, to help him to save his finger.
这让我想到了，我们里面的脓，我们的恨，我们的，你如果一直让它在里面，它是不会化掉的。
And so this reminds me of the hatred that we have inside is just like this pus. If we do not deal with it, get rid of it, then it will just stay there and become worse.
对，也许你有一百个理由，这是他害我的。
Even though we have 100 reasons, to say, oh, maybe this is because this person caused me to be like this.
但其实，在灵里面只有你跟神，没有别人。
But actually, in spirit, it is just between you and God.
所以你要
将
你的祷告里面一直祷告神啊，我将我的心打开给你。
So in our prayer, we ask God to, and we open our hearts to God.
让神进到我们的心。
So that God can enter our hearts.
医治我们过去的创伤与恶臭伤痛。
So that God can heal our past pain and the hurts that we have.
也许自己有罪在里面。
Perhaps it is also because we have our own sins.
也许是别人对你的创伤。
Even though it could be other people who hurt us.
面对他。
Let's face it.
打开让神进来。
Open our hearts so that God can come in.
你不打开让神进来，你不打开让神的话进来，你不打开让神的灵来进来，没人可以医治你。
If we do not open our hearts so that God can come in, so His Spirit come in, then no one can heal us.
你愿意把你的心打开吗？
Are we willing to open up our hearts?
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
437首。
Hymn 437.